The entire month of May, it's free 10-minute lesson month from the PGA of America. PGA's free lesson month. You get free 10-minute lessons from participating PGA teaching professionals. There are over 28,000 PGA teaching pros in the United States, and most of them are offering free 10-minute lessons this month. Last year in 2007, over 115,000 golfers turned out for free lessons during the month of May, and joining us right now to talk about free lesson month is PGA teaching professional Jimmy Buell, based in Abacoa Golf Club in Jupiter. Jimmy, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, excited to talk to you and excited about the month of May because, as we know, the PGA of America does a number of great things, initiatives during the entire year to help golfers enjoy the game of golf more. And this month, in the month of May, it's free lesson month. Free 10-minute lessons from participating PGA teaching professionals all around the United States. Last year, over 115,000 golfers turned out for their free lessons last May. And you are one of the participating pros. Of course, you're a PGA teaching professional at Abacoa Golf Club in Jupiter. Give me an idea for what do you cover during these brief 10-minute lessons?
You know, well, surprisingly enough, you can get a lot of things done really in 10 minutes. I mean, simple things from, showing somebody, how they're, the right-handed golfer, their top hand, which would be their left hand. Showing somebody how to hold it right in their fingers can have a dramatic influence on what the club face does and can put a huge result on how much less the ball curves for them. So, you know, I've had 10-minute lessons where you've, literally taken somebody who was a slicer and now all of a sudden they're hitting a dead straight. So you can do a lot of good things in 10 minutes.
Is the slice the usual miss that you notice from most of the golfers that come to see you, whether it's a free 10-minute lesson or regular lessons on a weekly or monthly basis? What is the primary, the trends that you see as far as what they're doing wrong?
I'd say the number one thing, obviously, is it definitely tends to, for right-handed golfers, again, tends to move to the right or slices. And that, in my opinion, most of it's caused by, logically, everybody wants to get the ball off the ground. And in an attempt to lift the ball in the air or scoop it in the air, there's usually a twisting of the face through the hit to try to help lift it in the air. And that usually, leads to that slice. So that's the biggest problem. You always see some other ones, but that's definitely the leading one.
Jimmy Buell, PGA teaching professional at Abacoa Golf Club in Jupiter, joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Entire month of May, it's free lesson month. PGA of America, free lesson month. Free 10-minute lessons from participating PGA teaching professionals in your area or all around the U.S. You can log on to playgolfamerica.com to find out who the nearest PGA teaching pro participating in this program is. Of course, Jimmy is participating in this, and he is based up in Abacoa Golf Club. And full disclosure, I take lessons from Jimmy on a regular basis, and he's helped me very much over the last 3 or 4 years. And Jimmy, you're a very good player. In fact, when you're playing regularly, you keep a plus one, plus two, plus three handicap, better than scratch. Does that make a difference? Do you find that because you're such a good player, does that change in any way how you teach a player versus a teaching pro who maybe is not such a good player?
I'm obviously a little biased. I would say it does, just from a standpoint of that I'm, I do tell people I am a player at heart. I enjoy the game. I love to play. I love to compete. And I know what it's like to struggle in certain aspects of the game. I mean, everything's obviously relative, but, so I know the struggles that players go through and how much of an addiction, how much of a passion people have for the game of golf. So, for me, I do. I bring that passion as a player as well, and I hopefully am able to transfer that to my students. And most of the people that I do teach kind of find that I am passionate about it because I do understand what they're going through.
For most of our listeners who maybe haven't taken lessons before, what is your teaching style? What is the style of most of the teachers nowadays, especially in this day and age of technology where you can use video and film player swings?
The technology is amazing, especially with the equipment. I mean, even in the last, 10, 15 years, it's unbelievable how far the technology's come. So and I'd say the technology has helped seniors and women more than anyone. But, it's a huge advantage even for me. I mean, the way the ball reacts off a driver. So the technology is huge, but from a teaching style, I think if you take somebody who's either a novice or, plays a few times a year and struggles, with the normal things that most beginners do. If you can teach them how to hold it and simply get them to understand, what impact really is and how you really want to try to use the shaft of the club in your golf swing while keeping the face of the club square, you can play the game pretty well. And, I don't get into a lot of, you know, technical jargon. I try to keep it simple. And again, club face awareness, how to use the shaft at impact, and you can make a pretty big change pretty quick.
Jimmy Buell is a PGA teaching professional at Abacoa Golf Club in Jupiter. He's joining me here on the line. Of course, it's PGA free lesson month, the entire month of May, free 10-minute lessons from participating PGA teaching professionals. To find a pro near you, log on to playgolfamerica.com. It's the playgolfamerica.com website. You can check out if you live down in Boca, or if you live in the middle of the county in West Palm or Lake Worth, or if you're in the northern part in Port St. Lucie, Stewart area, log on to PlayGolfAmerica.com. And this is pretty cool. Not only do you get a free 10-minute lesson from a PGA teaching professional, and over 115,000 golfers turned out last year to take advantage of this program, but also every golfer who takes a free lesson and sends in a PGA free lesson card is eligible to enter a sweepstakes to win a two-day, two-night golf getaway at the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, including hotel accommodations, round trip, airfare, two-day session at the PGA Learning Center, and a custom-fit set of golf clubs and golf bag from Nike Golf. And 100 runner-up will also get Nike Ignite golf balls and PGA's First Swing Golfer's Guide. So the grand prize is that fabulous two-day, two-night stay at the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, but you're also going to have 100 runners-up getting dozen Nike Ignite golf balls and a free swing golfer's guide from the PGA of America. And it's a great program. You got a couple of more weeks to take advantage of this before May ends. And, Jimmy, for our listeners in the Jupiter, Jupiter, Stewart, Palm Beach Gardens area up there in the northern part of Palm Beach and Martin County, if they want to get in touch with you at Abacoa Golf Club, how do they do that?
Well, they can always contact me directly. On my phone number is 561-352-1172, or they can always log on to my website, which is just Jimmy Buell, and the last name is B as in boy, U-E-L-L, JimmyBuellGolf.com, and they can click on and send me an email that way as well, and we'd be happy to see them.
All right, if you're in the northern part of the county, Palm Beach Gardens, Jupiter area, I can definitely testament to the fact that Jimmy Buell does a great job helping you with your swing. 561-352-1172 is the phone number, or check out Jimmy's website, JimmyBuellGolf.com. Jimmy is just one of thousands of PGA teaching professionals here in South Florida and around the country participating in this fabulous initiative all month long, the entire month of May. Free 10-minute lessons from participating PGA teaching professionals. To find a pro near you, log on to PlayGolfAmerica.com. Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us today. Have a great weekend, buddy.
I appreciate it, Russ. You too.
And Pat, you take lessons as well. Of course, I see Jimmy Buell. I have for the last 3 years or so. When I first went to him, I was about a 21, 22 handicap. I've shaved about 7 or 8 strokes off of that, down to a 15 or 14. The goal for me before the end of the year is to break 80 and get that handicap down to single digits. You, much better golfer than I. You've been playing for about 30, 35 years or so.
Yes.
And
scary.
You're right around the scratch. One, two, three scratch, depending on the week, depending on the month. But you, even though you're so good, you still take lessons, and I think that's a testament that regardless of how good you are, you still need a second set of eyes to take a look at your swing. You see Scott Young at Golf Tech on a regular basis. Lessons are important for anyone, no matter how good you are, and especially for the players that aren't that good.
You know what's funny, Russ, is like you mentioned, I've been playing golf for over 30 years, but in that time, I didn't take a ton of lessons. I took some from Mike Rusinko, a guy out of Breakers West for a while. I took some from Martin Hall up at Ibis. But
world-class instructor there. He's like 12 on the Golf Digest list.
I know, but really, I'll tell you the truth. Golf Tech has helped me the most because it's a visual thing. It shows. It's all video. It takes, you know, Scott helps you. He looks at your video and he compares it to tour players, and then that helps me the most. But I'll tell you, there is a factor where you do have a guy standing right next to you looking at your swing, and if you can make that connection, which it seems like you made with Jimmy, that they know your swing and they know what errors you continue to make and what they need to hop on you right off the bat and say, hey, your grip's not right again, let's work on that. Let's break this down in simplistic forms. You can't get any better with that. That's why, you know, everybody says, well, why are the PGA Tour players so good? Well, there is a reason. I mean, there is some natural ability there. But, man, they have guys looking at them every day,
right,
that know their swing.
Constantly tweaking it.
As soon as it gets out of alignment or plane or whatever, they're on it right away. So it's not like you or I where we can go a couple weeks and be like, oh, why am I, you know, all of a sudden slicing the ball?
And get ingrained in bad habits.
Exactly.
Right.
And that, you know, that does help. So I can't stress enough to have somebody at least occasionally look over your swing. I don't care how good or bad you are, but the worst thing is to keep ingraining bad things in your swing. Because you're never going to get better if you do that.
Take advantage of the free lesson months. Got a couple of more weeks now. PGA free lesson month, entire month of May. Free 10-minute lessons from participating PGA teaching professionals. Log on to playgolfamerica.com. Find out the teaching pro nearest you that is giving free lessons. If you heard from Jimmy Buelen, you like what he sounded like, I can attest he's a great guy. Most important thing for me in taking lessons is meshing personalities. And for some reason, Jimmy and I get along real well. And I think that's important for you, for any player. Find a teacher who has a personality that you can trust and you can mesh with, because that to me is most important. If you're with somebody that you trust, you're going to be more likely to take their advice. If you want to give Jimmy a call, 561-352-1172, or log on to jimmybuelgolf.com. Coming right back, Golf Business and Law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins is up next, and the sports professor Rick Harrell will be stopping in. That is up next. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.